Texas's top lawman is no stranger to legal troubles of his own. State Attorney General Ken Paxton was indicted on securities fraud charges just months after taking office back in 2015. But fallout from a new scandal involving allegations of doing favors for a political donor, whistleblower retaliation, and now an alleged affair have more people asking if Paxton can continue to perform his job. Lauren McGaughey is an investigative government reporter for the Dallas Morning News, one of the state's top experts on everything Ken Paxton. Lauren, thanks for joining us again on The Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
So let's set the scene here. This story begins in earnest last month when seven top aides to the AG accused him of participating in bribery, improper use of his office, and more. No specifics mentioned in this whistleblower letter, but it turns out these allegations were related to a donor?
That's right, David. They said that these allegations related to a man named Nate Paul. He's an Austin-based real estate developer. He has properties all over Texas, including Austin, Dallas, and Houston, as well as out of state. And these seven employees said that Paxton was using the power of his office to help Nate Paul, and they had some very serious concerns about it. And they were so concerned that they told law enforcement.
But so far, no charges have been brought against the AG in connection with these allegations?
That's right. No charges. We can't even firm up with the FBI whether they are actually looking into this because they don't confirm or deny the existence of investigations. But those allegations have been forwarded to federal officials.
We should also talk about the fate of those aides who put their names on the whistleblower letter that prompted all this, right?
That's right. All of the aides except for one, as far as we know, are now no longer at the agency. Three of them were fired, three resigned, and one is on investigative leave related to this whole issue that he raised. And apparently the attorney general is firing back, saying these former aides are the ones at fault, not him.
So now this new wrinkle, some news that you broke, another connection between the attorney general and his donor revealed in a deposition. What can you tell us about this?
We received a deposition last week related to a civil case that this donor, Nate Paul, and a Austin-based charity are waging between them. And in the case, the developer, Nate Paul, confirmed that he had hired someone he believed on Paxton's recommendation to be a project manager for his real estate companies. And that woman, we have learned from sources, had allegedly had an affair with the attorney general.
What does Ken Paxton have to say in response to all this reporting?
Well, we have not received a response directly from Mr. Paxton. We have reached out. We've asked him to sit down with us about the complaints from the officials. We've asked him about the affair. And so far, we're getting radio silence. We did get a response from Nate Paul, the donor's attorney, saying, you know, they have a lot of employees and this woman was just one of them and they don't delve into their employees' personal lives. But so far, the attorney general hasn't, as far as I know, given any formal interviews to any of the large newspapers or media outlets in the state.
Well, so far, Paxton's trial on the securities charges has been delayed for 5 years over side issues. Is there any reason to believe this new scandal will affect Paxton's ability to keep his job? What's next?
That we don't know. We reached out to the top Republican officials in the state at the end of last week to ask them about these new allegations about the affair and the alleged affair's ties to this donor. They have not responded, but previously the governor and lieutenant governor have called the new allegations against Paxton concerning, which is something they didn't do back 5 years ago when he was first charged with securities fraud. So as far as we know, the two sets of allegations are not tied to each other, but we'll really have to wait and see what the top elected Republicans in the state have to say in the weeks ahead.
Lauren McGaughey is an investigative reporter based in Austin for the Dallas Morning News. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Lauren, thanks again.
Thanks, David.